Another huge victory for the Patriots. Locks down a first round bye, but there's still a little work to do to get that number one overall seed. It starts on Christmas Eve against the Jets. Now, when you deal with this Jets offense, obviously there's not a whole lot of weapons to worry about. Young quarterback, banged up receiver core, banged up running back core. The Patriots defense has played at a very high level. They need to keep it going. It starts with stopping the run. Bilal Powell is one of the few Jets that really hasn't quit in recent weeks. He's run the ball very well the last couple of games, over 200 yards, averaging 6 yards a carry for the season. The Patriots need to keep him under wraps. That's the guy the Jets are going to lean on. They have a young quarterback in Bryce Petty, banged up a little bit against Miami last week. Looks like he's going to play. I think the Patriots can confuse him, cause some turnovers, but it starts with stopping Powell. The Patriots' run defense has been outstanding, top five all season in that department. You keep that going, you shut down the Jets' offense. Offensively for the Patriots, I really don't think it gets very tricky in this game. I think you protect the football and you're going to win this football game. The Jets right now on defense are in a mess. They're in disarray. They have some problems up front with their defensive line. It's a very talented group, but Sheldon Richardson, Muhammad Wilkerson, they haven't played well all year. Their attitudes haven't been great. They're having problems in the locker room, getting focused and ready to play. I think the Patriots can do whatever they want against New York. They can run the football if they choose. They can throw it if they choose. They just have to make sure they protect Tom Brady, avoid mistakes, avoid turnovers. They haven't turned the ball over all season, only 10 times in 14 games. You make sure you protect the ball, and I think you're going to be able to score plenty of points against a banged-up Jets defense that really hasn't stopped anybody of late. Now, I could sit here and I could break down X's and O's in this game all I want. I really don't think they're very important in this game, however. I think it comes down to desire. The Patriots have it and the Jets, frankly, don't. They've rolled over and died the last several weeks. They're just not playing good football. They're playing out the string. It's Christmas Eve. Everybody wants to get home. The Patriots coming off two huge victories against Baltimore and Denver, in which they played very well against quality competition. You want to make sure you don't fall into a trap and let down in this game. I know everybody wants to get home and open up presents with their kids and do all of the Christmas stuff, but you have to take care of business here. You're a heavy favorite. There's a reason why you're a 3-score favorite. You're that much better than this team. Come out, be focused, get out in front, make the Jets want to quit, take care of business, get a big lead, and you cruise to a 31-13 victory.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.